Hello, good evening, sir. My name is Carlos. I'm calling you from Norris Survey, and we are conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random, and we will not collect any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community, and a donation will be made to a local nonprofit from our part if you complete the survey. Could you please tell me, is your age between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
50 to 64, thank you. Now, I am required to read verbatim, so my next question here, what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure, that's fine. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily? And, of course, your best guess is fine.
It was, you're saying most.
Yes, most.
Okay, let's say once a month for most.
Once a month. Thank you. Now, how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, like marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrate in any form, like hash or hash oil? Would you say never
kind of misleading your question because you're saying most. So I think most never use it. But
use it,
you know, probably frequently.
Thank you. Well, remember that your answer is, however you understand the question, your answer is what counts. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Would you say never, tried once or twice? Once or twice
once
a year?
Or twice.
Once or twice.
Once or twice. Yeah.
I'm sorry, was that a year or just once or twice? Since I do have those two up. Once or
the
twice.
Most,
thank you.
Most teens use it, try it once or twice.
Thank you. Well, next I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know. And for each statement that I read, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, remember, just give me your best guess. The first one says, parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Would you say you strongly agree? Agree.
Strongly agree.
Disagree? Strongly agree. Thank you. Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
The next one says, parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Strongly? Okay, thank you. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I mean, it's certainly outside your own house, but so. You're not differentiating. So I guess I just say agree.
Agree, thank you. I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Agree on that. Thank you. We're headed towards the end now. I appreciate your time and patience. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
I think strongly agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Thank you. My third to the last here says, most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Disagree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
And the last of the list, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Agree on this one. Thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never? Try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a week.
Once a week. Thank you. Let's see here. Now, and how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor? Would you say never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Well, I guess I tried it when I, 40 years ago, once or twice.
Okay, thank you.
Oh,
and
I
appreciate that. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never?
Yep.
Tried once?
Never.
Oh, never. Thank you. And now I just have a few final questions for you. So far this school year, sir, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Would you say never, a few times this school year?
I haven't seen that.
Thank you. And how would you describe yourself? American Indian or Alaska Native? Asian, South Asian or Asian American, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, or white?
White.
Thank you. I appreciate it. As a token of our appreciation, the Spartan Prevention Advocacy and Resource Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf, sir. The first one is Klein Theater, Friends of the Library, Inver Glen Library, IGH BEST, or Best Foundation. Which of the three?
Oh, what was that last one?
It's IGH, they're all in capital, IGH BEST Foundation.
I don't even know who that is.
You never heard of that?
Let's do them.
Them, okay. Well, this concludes our survey. I thank you so much for your time, sir. I appreciate your patience with me. You have a wonderful rest of the night. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.